dat, ali je bo dat, means praise. Right? These two fellows are Iranian. They have been on in my classes for 3 centuries at least. So they heard it all, right? And they know when I ask you like this, I mean, do not think. Go to that simple game of playing with the words in Arab language. She even tried it. You know what? She found the most difficult one and she forgot the obvious one. The first one you should remember. With any fa'l, which is a verb, from a verb, the first thing you should remember is the doer and the doing, right? Abid is the doer. Ma'bud is the doing. And everybody knows yes. They go like this. Because Ma'bud means the holy beloved. The one that you love madly at the level of holiness. That's Ma'bud. It's another word for Ma'shuq, means beloved. But they don't remember it. Why? Because it is an official label for the religion and it's written in their brain. So their heart forget about Ma'bud, which is the second word you should remember. Yeah? That's Ibadat. Abid means lover. Because Ma'bud means beloved. As simple as that. The simplest hint of Arabic word you should remember, but this doesn't let you. And imagine how clever a teacher should be. When he was talking about, let me show you that you are blind and you think you know, and I will show you something else, which is enlightenment. The first thing he uses two words that both of them simply we point toward the religion, and if you're a superficial religion, you get lost over there. Then you look at you like this, you know, oh my goodness, he's talking about the enlightenment is being in love and feel good, feel safe, and be a lover. These are these two words. As simple as that. Isn't that enlightenment? Enlightenment is to be a lover, to know what love is, to be in love, period. And talk about feeling. The lover, safe. Because the lover has something that you could never lose, nor you could take it away. Whatever else you have, I can take it away. This is what it is. That was the first hint. Then the Prophet said, oh, come on. Bring us something we want to see. Make it visible, understandable. That if you are coming from that garden, show me some flowers. Means explain me the beauty of it. Zayd explained the beauty of it. Anybody remember? He started with the simplest example for this boy. He said, oh, for some years I was thirsty. Suddenly I found a yum-yum. That was the first example. That I was thirsty and I was day and night following it. Then I arrived somewhere and I remember. Everything is gone. There is no differences. Differentiation was gone and the time stopped. Suddenly time stopped for the guy right at the beginning. What time has to do with it? Remember that rush of the logic? Time. I experienced a time which was the state of timelessness. And this is 800 years ago. Nobody could have this comprehension we have about timelessness now. even experienced it. Maybe you don't know what the experience is because it's known to you. Do you have any experience that the people in the Rumi's time, they didn't saw they were different people? Do you? Any of you? You don't even know. In Rumi's time, time is linear. Means every moment will go away. So whatever you see is it, right? Rumi is walking in an alley between two gardens. What does he see? Grass, trees, warm, and whatever he sees is just that. Could he go back and take a look again? Could he think about going back and looking again? Do you think about it, that you go back to last trip you had and you watch the movie and you do the slow motion to see the details? This is reality to you, this is reality to them. And he understands that time is relative. There is this state of timelessness. But not from watching the slow motion and stuff like that, from some other path. He will understand that future is the beginning of the past. And this is not very logical what it is, because future and the past are the same. We are going from this step to that step to that step. All of them, they are somewhere. We don't know. We just experience it. So the guy will say, I went somewhere, there was no differentiation between me and the rest. There was no time. The end of the time was passing the beginning of the time. Prophet said, and what? Then what? What is the gift? What have you brought back? Let's see. He said, the best thing I understood was giving birth, becoming new. That's what I learned. And imagine, this is the time of Rumi. Again, we are here, let's talk about relativity, and as you may see, this is a very short paragraph. Have you seen how small this paragraph is? 6 pages, more than 6 pages. And it's just one paragraph. To say what? To explain something unexplainable. The next paragraph will be here, but here he started. First of all, he said, let me tell you that this flesh, this animal existence, look at this animal. This is the mother. And the child is the teacher. I give birth to this teacher. You know how? By giving up a little bit of being the animal. Giving a little bit of this, making it the other way around. That's how it is. He said, you will give birth. You will become new. What did he mean by that? You should remember another story always in your mind. He talked about one stick and the fire camp, remember? He said, put the tip of the stick in the fire, okay? Then do this. You see a circle, is there a circle? Don't be silly. There is this point of this half charcoal piece of wood is in one place, right? And the next moment, where is it? Because you believe in a slow motion, you said it's in the next frame. You think that in this frame it's here and next frame is here. You didn't count the non-existence traveling time of these two frames. So we say, first moment, it's in here. Second moment, it's not in here. Then in third moment, could be there. In fourth moment, it's not there. Because to us, it's a combination of being and not being, existence and vanishing. This is what the change is. We believe in a net quantum between each quantum. Honestly, he said that. He didn't know the word quantum, but this is what he said. This is like that. Here he said, listen, you will give birth to something. Who is waiting for that new part of you? The society. Civilization is waiting for you. And nobody knows what will happen to you. When it happens, the consequence is out, then you will be bad guy or you will be good guy, socially, not for yourself. But suddenly you went 50-50. You said, no, it's not 50-50. Originally, the animal part of you is made for this. You know that. Because the necessities are in you. All the machinery of being a good person is in this animal. Strangely. That's a source of confusion. That's why this animal is the only animal who could be unhappy just because being unhappy. That's what that state of mind is. Depression. What is depression? You're depressed. Why? No one knows why. Because you were sitting on an inflated ego and something just threw a hole in it and the self-esteem is gone. You were full of steam, now you are steamless. No wonder. It needs only one punch. Honestly, you need one punch. One silly punch, which is nothing. I have a friend, he always did that. One telephone call. No matter where you are, what you are doing, one telephone call could change your entire life. And that's what it is. And it happens more often now in Rumi's time. Nobody could call you at least when you go home, you rest. So that's what it is, but we don't look at it. He said, first of all, we believe that the essence of a human being is perfect. But it's only a seed. You need to take care of it, water it, to let it come out. This is what it is. Because it's a matter of choice. But choice, is that a logical word? We call it something else. That choice was personal choice. The chooser will choose. And we understood that this is stupid. Because the chooser is not a grown up. So we let this child to eat whatever. You know that this is dangerous stuff. So we say, there are things that you should not eat. And when you're not a grown up, wait. So we don't call it choice. What we call it? Ikhtiyar. Means choosing the good one. Means that there is the understanding of good or bad in it. Is ikhtiyar. Because we say there is khair, shar, good and bad. Right? Then, what shall I do? There is good and bad, and I want to talk about the choice. Bad is a choice. Please don't be silly. If you're presented with two packages, you don't know what's in it, you will choose. If you know that one of them is poisonous, the other one is good, then you choose.